This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's TGO Radio, and here with your introductions is Jeff Durant. Jeff?
Hi. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lemon.
Yeah!
And sitting across from me is the incomparable, the unstoppable.
The unexplainable.
Unexplainable. The great one. Brian Wise.
Oh, well, hello, everybody. Sitting at home last night, I'm like, I can't wait to do that to Jeff tomorrow. Just throw it to him right now. You know, there used to be a time where Jeff would do the show open. It was season one, but yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I bet that was just fucking.
It's the same fucking the same fucking bullshit we do, you know, same garbage. It's the same garbage. There's your show episode in minute four, I think, or three.
Same garbage?
Yeah, it's the same garbage.
Same garbage, new day.
Yeah. Well, how are we doing there, Daddy-O?
Oh, we're fine, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm. Got fucking half my ear cut off Monday.
Yeah,
we're
I
good.
Saw you got your ear trumped out there. I saw.
Guy at work asked me, what happened to you? I said, I had a campaign speech in Pennsylvania. You got cut short.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know why people look at me sideways at work.
Well, you said a few weeks ago when you first brought that up, you said my ear got trumped. And it, at the time, didn't occur to me what you said, so I gave you nothing. But I really should have laughed at that because I just didn't occur to me what you were saying. But, yeah. So, anyways, you know, good. So you got all the cancer out or whatever the fuck it was?
All the cancer-free since Monday, September whatever of 2025.
Right. Yeah. But it was like a cancerous thing. Is that what it was?
It was. Yeah. It was basal cell, so it was the least,
right.
You know.
Right.
If you let it go, it's just going to sit there and rot the top of your, it would have rotted the top of my ear off eventually, so.
Hot.
But, you know, get it taken care of. Be done with it.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
How much do they bill you for that, those fucking vultures? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I have insurance for, man. I don't pay nothing.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're sorry. It's, we denied the claim because
they don't pay you nothing, or you don't pay nothing until you do. No. And then you're gonna get fucked.
Yep.
All your insurances are the biggest scams, fucking going, and it's just
gotta have them.
Yeah, well,
you know,
you don't gotta.
Got to have car insurance.
Well, you there's a lot of people don't, though.
No, I know.
A lot of people don't.
I know.
Hell, I did.
That's why I pay more for insurance to insure myself for uninsured motorists.
That's exactly. Every other fucking jerk off on the road is, mm-hmm. yeah. I remember your dad telling me when I was pre-puberty, probably 10. And it's never been more true than it is right now if you're out driving around. But your dad said to me at my at home, talking about driving, he says, "Well, it's not you. It's every other asshole in the world on the
good
on the road
stiff
you
drink
worry
makes
about.
It better." I'm sure that's probably what.
And he was 100% right,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Just you know, it's every other, and it never occurs. And not to get too serious about it, but it never occurs to you until you get to a certain age in your life that a lot of the rules in a society are based on curtailing the movements and desires and actions of the bottom quintile, the insurance you pay, the fucking rules you have, like all that shit is to keep, you know, the where you live and how you is to keep those people out of your life and out of
your
way. Keep
those people at bay.
Right.
Yeah.
It just never occurs to you till you get to a certain age that, you know, in terms of IQ and income and behavior and fucking social, like the bottom quintile, your entire life is spent obeying laws that are put in place to keep those people at fucking bay.
They're not for me.
No.
They're not for you.
No.
Because we're sensible fucking grown adults.
Right.
That were brought up correctly.
Yes. And it's and once that occurs to you, it should change your entire philosophy on humanity.
Yep. No, you're fucking spot on, brother.
It's
those laws aren't there for me and you.
No, it's the wild. We don't need to be kept at bay.
No, because, we're sensible, grown-up, fucking brought-up, right, you know, human beings.
All except for the stuff I jerk off to. For some reason, that's a problem all of the sudden.
All of the sudden it's a problem?
All of the sudden. For some reason lately I've been saying that. I know it irritates people. But...
That's actually very funny.
All of the sudden, which is something. But again, the bottom quintile, man. Like, it's wild.
How much of your life is ruled by fucking idiots you don't even know?
Yeah.
Because of the shit they do.
Yes.
And you got to obey the same goddamn fucking law. You don't have to obey. You already do obey them.
That's correct.
But you end up ultimately paying the price for it. Yeah.
Everything. In school, in life, in the workplace, on the roads, in restaurants, in public transportation. Everything is geared to protect you from the bottom quintile of the fucking human race. Every single thing we do, where we live, why we live where we live. And then once you start to wrap your head around that and you realize it, it's your whole philosophy of the human race should absolutely change. It's like
in The Wizard of Oz when it goes from sepia to fucking color. It's like, oh my God, I fucking see it now. I'm not the problem.
I don't want to talk about the Charlie Kirk thing, but did you see that old guy that they, when it first happened?
I thought they detained maybe one or two different people, ended up not being the dude.
Within 10, 15 minutes of the shooting, there's a video popped up
somebody
on Twitter somewhere. They're pulling an old guy out of there. And the old guy's like, shoot me. Ooh, fart. So anyway, I fucking did some follow-up on this cat last night. This guy, let me see if I can find it. George Zinn.
George Zinn?
71.
Win one for the Zinner.
Was in the crowd at the Kirk rally, blah, blah, blah. Reportedly told officers in the moments after the shooting that he had fired the gun.
This old guy told the cops, "I did it, I fired the gun."
Yep.
Okay? Yep.
Authorities took Zinn into custody, but Zinn was uncooperative with investigators and, quote, began to have a medical issue. So they took him to the hospital.
Okay.
Right? While at the hospital, Zinn told agents from the FBI and the Utah State Bureau of Investigation that he was not the shooter, but yelled that he was, quote, to allow the actual shooter to flee, end quote.
Oh, so he was in cahoots with this guy?
Nope.
What?
Nope. Just some guy took it upon himself to give cover for the guy to get away.
Okay.
According to the news release. Now, here, I read this last night, and if I had to have been sitting in a big comfy couch, I'd have fucking fainted. Zinn, this is a direct quote from this article. Salt Lake Tribune, I think it is. Zinn also let investigators look at his phone, and he told the agents that he uses the device to view child sex abuse material. The release stated. He just fucking came. Buddy, he came right out with it.
Hey, listen. Okay, look, I'm not the guy, but not for nothing. You might want to check my phone. I'm fucked up.
Investigators ultimately found over 20 images on Zinn's phone. Zinn also had shared the images with other individuals. And so he goes, so he gives him the phone and goes, hey, by the way, I got kiddie stuff on there. Not for nothing. Like he told them flat out, this cunt.
Utah's finest.
Zinn was released from the hospital and then was taken into Utah County Jail.
Good. Okay, they didn't fuck that one up.
He was eventually being held, blah, blah, blah. But this is, he's a 71-year-old guy.
Fucking Mormons, man.
He's like one of the five lefties left in Utah, right? Yeah. You know, and he's just an in-the-way cunt, this fucking guy. Listen to this, the end of this article. Zinn has been a Utah gadfly, it says here.
What's a gadfly?
Regularly attending protests, Republican political functions, and film screenings. He has been arrested multiple times, Jeff, typically on suspicion of misdemeanors like trespassing.
But nothing about the child porn until he fucking brought it up to him.
Buddy, he fucking told them. By the way, I got kiddie stuff on there.
Hey, you want to see something cool?
Shit. If a cop knocks on my door looking for the phone.
Oh, fuck you.
Come back with a warrant. Mm-hmm. And even then, when you show back up, I'll have driven a 50th screw into it. There's no way. In 2013, he was charged in connection with threatening to place bombs at the Salt Lake City Marathon finish line. Took a plea deal and received a sentence of probation, but ultimately ordered to jail for 1 year after not meeting the conditions of his probation. So this fucking guy, the guy that admitted to it, is just... Here's my phone. Fucking, by the way, I got kiddie porn stuff on.
Bat shit. Jesus.
But he's fucking out of his mind.
He's fucking bat shit.
Yeah. Gotta answer questions every fucking day. They think you went bat shit.
Think you went fucking bat shit.
Where the fuck you get off talking to people about me behind my back going over my head?
What people?
What people would you think I wasn't going to find out?
I don't even know what you're talking about, Nick.
No.
I'm bringing heat on you. I got to listen to people because of your fucking shit. You're ordering me out. You better get your own fucking army, pal.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. I only told Andy Stone that you had a lot of heat on you and that was a problem.
You want me to get out of my own fucking town?
Yeah, I said let the bullshit blow over for a while so I can run the casino. Yeah. Anything goes wrong with the casino, it's my ass. It's not yours. It's my ass.
I don't know whether you notice or not, but you only have your fucking casino because I made that possible.
I don't know whether you notice. Jesus.
I'm with
that line right there, I'm the one that made that pop. Had that not been such a great fucking exchange between the two, I guarantee you they'd have done that again. And I've read that this exchange is mostly fucking
largely
improv.
Yeah.
So,
largely, yeah.
What a great fucking exchange.
It goes wrong with the casino. It's my ass. It's not yours. It's my ass.
I don't know whether you notice or not, but you only have your fucking casino because I made that possible. I'm what counts out here. Not your fucking country clubs or your fucking TV shows. And what the fuck are you doing on TV anyhow? You know, I get calls from back home every fucking day.
All right,
I'm only on TV because I got to be able to hang around a casino. You understand that.
You
know that. Come on.
You could have had the food and beverage job without going on television. You wanted to go on TV.
Yeah, I did want to go on TV. Yeah. That way I perform. I can fight back. I'm known. People see me. They know they can't fuck around me like they could if I was an unknown. That's right.
You're making a big fucking spectacle of yourself.
Me? I wouldn't even be in this situation if it wasn't for you. You brought down so much fucking heat on me. I mean, every time I meet somebody here, the big question is, do I know you?
Oh, sure. Now you want to bring your fucking license on me.
Nikki, when you asked me if you could come out here, what did I tell you? I mean, you asked me, and I knew you were going to come out no matter what I said, but what did I tell you? Do you remember what I told you? Do you remember what I told you?
Back the 1 minute.
I asked you, when the fuck did I ever ask you if I could come out here? Get this through your head, you. Get this through your head, you motherfucker. You only exist out here because of me. That's the only reason. Without me, you... Personally, every fucking wise guy still around, I'll take a piece of your fucking Jew ass. That way you're gonna go. You're fucking warned. Don't fucking ever warm. Go over my fucking head again. You motherfucker, you.
You motherfucker, you.
It's the conversation I had with the Ron Mexico when he first left the show.
Your ass.
Your ass. You could have had the food and beverage job. So fucking good, man. God damn it. Yeah, so that's the bottom quintile at work. That's what you got to be careful of, is that guy, Howard Zinn.
No
in
shit.
In fucking Utah.
Yeah. You ever been to Utah?
No.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking full of religious idiots.
Buddy, I don't know how to break it to you. That's everywhere in the fucking world. Again, yeah, the bottom quintile.
Yeah, but this place, like, go into a restaurant to try to order a fucking drink and you get the goddamn third degree.
Oh, so they give you the business, huh?
It's fucked up, man. They got stupid rules. You can't, like, you can only get drinks between, like, I don't know, like 8 and 8:15 or something. It's goddamn fucking Mormon religious idiots.
You know what soaking is?
Yeah, I've heard of it, yeah. Yeah.
Young Mormons.
Yeah.
They can't actually, but... What they'll do is, you know, he'll stick his cock in, and then they'll have someone shake. They're called shakers.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have someone shake the bed for him.
Yeah.
And some of these people charge like $100 for a vigorous shake of the bed.
Well, that's what I charge, mean, at buddy, least.
I mean, come on.
Is that where the shaker religion fucking sprung off from?
I mean, that is, you got to know. I mean, if you're like, you know what, this sounds really good to me, soaking. You know, you got to know you've taken the wrong path.
It's in, motherfucker. Just start fucking stroking. Come on. Let's go. Goddamn fucking idiots.
This is out of context audio. You may remember that from earlier in the show, at the very beginning of the show.
Why aren't we playing Wild Horses, talking about Mormons?
Oh, God. That song's painful, man.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Fucking anything by the Osmonds is fucking painful.
Do they have anything that we would, you know, from this distance appreciate?
I doubt. I don't know. Never explored their catalog that well. Didn't know about the song Wild Horses till you brought it to my attention.
It was a couple years ago. Yeah. I don't even know how I found out about it, to be honest with you.
Is it Wild Horses or am I thinking of the Rolling Stones song? It's what? Crazy.
Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horses or Crazy Horse or... Crazy Horses.
Like that's the one.
Somebody's stepping on a bag of fucking cats.
Let's see.
Crazy Horses, that's it.
Osmond's biggest Billboard hits. Let me see here. Just give me the goddamn list. I don't need a novel. Okay, Going Home.
Sure.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Peaked at number 36.
Wow.
That's number 10. Number 9, Let Me In.
Okay.
Also peaked at number 36. Number 8, Hold Her Tight. Peaked at number 19.
Ooh, they're climbing.
Yeah. The Proud One. Made it all the way to number 22 in the late summer of 1975.
75?
Double Lovin'.
Oh.
Number 14. I've not heard of any of these fucking songs.
Me neither.
Crazy Horses, we massacred that. They made it up to 14.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck? Love Me For A Reason. Went to number 10.
Okay.
Down By The Lazy River. I bet that's got slave undertones, that fucking song.
Ooh, down by the lazy river, boss.
That went to number 4. Unbelievably.
Well, yeah, if it's about slavery, I mean.
Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo.
Went to number 3.
Yo.
And their biggest hit ever, One Bad Apple. I think One Bad Apple Don't Spoil the Bunch. Is that it? Or something like that?
I don't fucking know.
And that was number 1 for 5 weeks.
Ooh.
Unbelievable. Let's start with One Bad Apple. Hang on.
You gonna play this shit?
But he does not ring in the bell. To
your happy world. No, but it screams 1975. 100%. Wow. If you give in, someone
else will come along. Suck it to stick it in your shitter. One bad asshole don't spoil the bunch.
Shake me, baby. Sounds like the Jackson 5.
Yeah, I think that was probably the point.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to top the Jacksons for that point in musical history, man. They
can't beat the Jackson 5, and unless you're Joe.
I say Joe didn't have any trouble. Yeah,
Joe did all right in that category.
He sure did. Fucking without reservation, too. He beat those kids. Down by the lazy river, the Osmonds, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up next on TGU Radio.
Next on our hit parade.
Well.
Our 1975 hit parade.
Well, this is the last one. What are you doing
tonight? Uh-oh. You got no place to go. Gotta get out of the city. Why don't you come along with me?
Might find out tonight. Get your girl and hold her tight. Which one is this? Down by the lazy river.
Don't sound lazy to me.
Uh-uh, they're fucking humping in this one.
Shake.
I don't know what Osmond is playing the drums on this, because this is like a TV station, but he is humping. That guy's working hard, man. Everybody follow me. Make up your mind. I gotta tell you, I don't hate this as much as I should.
We're gonna have a party. Very disappointed in you.
No, we just get light behind my dad. Sorry, Dad, I can't stay longer. I have to go to Jeff's house as a 52-year-old man and fucking do an hour-long podcast.
Dick and fart jokes. Podcast.
Imagine trying to explain a podcast to my father, which I tried to do a month or so ago. Couldn't I just...
What's a podcast?
I go, it's like radio, but it's not, you know, it's not... I should have hated that a lot more than I did. All right, motherfucker. Oh, I do have an update for you here this week. Yeah.
Updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio.
Well, that, of course, was TGO Radio's own American Hitler. Thank you, American Hitler.
A registered sex offender accused of a lewd act by sniffing the backside of several women.
Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? We covered a story a few weeks ago.
Has admitted to violating his parole and will serve roughly 4 months in county jail.
Doesn't seem like enough to me.
Hmm.
But what do I know?
Is he out sniffing again?
No, he's 4 months in jail.
Hmm.
38-year-old...
38?
Khalees Crowder was arrested late last month, his third arrest for similar offenses. He was first arrested 2 years ago for following unsuspecting women around a Barnes & Noble in Glendale and committing lewd acts.
Would it have been any better if they were suspecting women, you fucking asshole? He was following suspecting women around. I had a feeling he was trying to stick his nose up my dumper, but... He was only on, you know, it was only at the end of the transaction I felt offended by it.
Investigators say he also committed a similar offense at a Nordstrom Rack on North Victory Place in Burbank in July.
Why don't you just give me the exact fucking address?
God damn.
I love that the old guy goes, here's my phone. By the way, I've got the hottest nude preteens on this phone. You're not going to fucking believe this.
I got some sexy fucking kids on this phone, pal. that also.
What a
you might remember from out of context
yes.
audio.
Yes. It's just what a fucking tool. He just goes, yeah, man. You know what I like? Kids. Anyway, on my phone, I got about 2 dozen pics. You're just gonna blow your mind.
Oh, hey, wait! Don't forget about the child porn I got.
Ah, who could forget about that? I got a Discord you can join if you want. What? Why the fuck would you say that to me? That's wild.
Be a cooperative, sir.
Ooh. Yeah, just being cooperative. Just kind of giving you the... What a fucking tool bag. News!
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more!
Picture this. It's a Saturday night, and through the woods, you hear this. Naturally, you call the police. Concerned that a neighbor is in need of help.
No, I'm not.
No, I don't.
Sorry.
Nope.
No, you know what I do? I turn the TV up.
Yeah, that's it.
Nope, took care of that noise. Have you heard that noise lately? Nope.
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 Sure haven't.
You know what? Shit'll take care of itself if you don't get involved.
Someone else who cares a lot more than me will call the cops on this. Yeah, no. Fucking beat her ass. Would she burn the potatoes? I don't give a shit. Fucking give her the business there, Tom, or whatever your fucking name is.
Sounds like it's a Valencia orange bag night for you, lady.
Oh, you beat him with a bag of Valencia oranges.
It's after 8:30.
Listen, man, I'm not meddling. I'm not
fuck,
getting involved.
No, not in this day and age.
No.
No, no way.
Because that's good parenting. Right, Bing Crosby?
That's right, Peter. And if your kids give you any lip, you can beat them with a sack of sweet Valencia oranges. They won't leave a bruise, and they'll let them know who's boss. There's no doubt about it.
That doesn't sound right.
Are you giving me lip, boy? Because I'll take this belt off and put the smack down on you. Is that what you want?
Ow! Hey,
take one of those.
Ow! Knock it off! Get away from me, you dead crooner!
Get away from me, you dead crooner!
You dead crooner!
Concerned that a neighbor is in need of help.
No, I don't. No, I figured she lipped off one time too many, and that was the end of the gimmick.
Grown adults, they can handle their own business.
I want to say it was after 8:30. We're just sitting there, you know, watching Netflix, and somebody...
We were just sitting in the living room with the windows open, waiting to hear noises from the neighbors so we could get involved.
All of a sudden, there was a very loud bang on the door. But when local police tracked the mysterious noise by following the train tracks, what they found wasn't...
What the fuck is... What is this, Appalachia? How do they... What is happening in this town?
What is Appalachia?
Fucking did J.D. Vance grow up in this town? What the fuck is happening here?
A woman screaming or anyone in danger at all. He went out, and then I kind of peeked out the window, saw him talking to a sheriff, and I didn't think anything of it.
Sheriff, about his duties to the camp, huh?
And he came back in a few minutes later, kind of smiling a little bit, and I was like, what's going on? And he goes, it's Simon.
Simon, of course, is the Haas's one-year-old Nigerian dwarf goat. Oh!
It's a pretty quiet neighborhood. It's busy with traffic, but it's quiet, except for us.
Shut up, Simon! Go to fucking bed!
To be fair.
That's fucking hilarious.
Any woman after about 100 words in a row sounds just like that. So I totally get it.
Should have named that thing Dino.
Shut up, darling. Shut your mouth. What are you complaining about now? Blah, blah, blah. Do you have a dick to suck or a cake to make or something? Beat it.
Literally.
Let me go on with my life.
The cake and the dick.
Sitting around watching Netflix.
Know how to make it.
Their fucking shanty house.
Well, I was just going out back to check the still one night.
Yeah.
Heard the neighbor's goat screaming.
They got the plastic shower curtain tied back so they can get a breeze through the fucking hovel they live in.
Well, I was just putting up the tarp for the night.
Yeah.
keep the rain out.
It was the dark one to keep the sun from getting too hot in the morning in the house. Next thing you know, Simon's giving him the business. What the fuck are we doing? Goddamn screen door, McGillicuddy beat it.
Don't be quiet. So he gets everything he needs, food, love, all of the things. He's just got a lot to say.
Simon became the
buddy. I can name three women right now off the top of my head. Sound just like that to me.
Talk of the town after the couple posted about the run-in on Facebook.
There was a lot of laughing and, you know, a few people are like, oh my gosh, I'm glad it ended the way it did. It wasn't anything serious.
There's a lot of laughing, a lot of people praying for a tornado. I'm on fire today.
Shut the fuck up, Simon.
Oh, this is going to hurt when we go to two shows a month next year.
They say with great power comes great responsibility. At least that's what this Greenville Guardian says. If you've been downtown over the last few months, or online,
Everything's looking good, no fires.
You've probably seen this web-slinging wonder, Greenville Spider-Man, on...
You guys could see Jeff's face. Yeah.
Greenville Spider-Man, eh?
Uh-huh.
I can't wait for this idiot to plummet to his death.
Well, me too. First of all, me too. I don't know why that hadn't occurred to me till just right now, but he's an 18-year-old, I'm assuming autistic, in a Spider-Man suit.
Of course he is.
And he's hanging around downtown Greenville, South Carolina.
Literally?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He is... Greenville Spider-Man, an 18-year-old local superhero, it says in this story. Jeff, what are your thoughts on rather Greenville Spider-Man as a local superhero? And go.
Well.
Attaboy, Lemon. Out of nowhere, Lemon finds his way back in. He goes in the corner walking around for a few minutes.
Hey, he was over in the little kitchenette making a pocket cheese.
Pocket cheese. I know he makes them at night.
Patrol.
Tense. Obviously, I can't swing around if the building's being small and I don't have a car.
So why is an 18-year-old dressing like a superhero and wandering downtown?
Because he's a fucking autistic.
Fucking retarded.
He lost the chromosome war of fucking 18 years ago.
Mother smoked one too many Marlboro Lights.
His mother's diseased baby maker spit out a monster. Get fucked, stupid. Go home. You have to jerk off to anime or something? What are we doing in the streets of Greenville?
You got fucking John Cena wrestling to watch?
Well, Shane Gillis has told us that if you're retarded and you see John Cena, you better run the other way because that guy's the Grim Reaper. So good. Where were we? Okay, here we go. Greenville Spider-Man he's on the prowl. He's going to help. He's going to save your life. Or get stabbed one of these days. And the thing is, with the red suit, you can't really, you know, really hide that bleeding. That's the thing.
Yeah,
is
right.
He a Spider-Man or a Spider Menace? Well, after we spoke with Greenville Police.
Spider Menace. I'm sorry.
He is just your friendly neighborhood spider. Just recently, he rescued two people in the falls at the Reedy River.
So I saw one of them almost slip and fall, and I was like, all right, this is time to go. And I booked it over there.
I booked it over there.
That's right.
Was it 1983? Or booking over on our bikes to the Kmart
guy,
to get the latest 8-track.
Guy I work with is going to see Blink-182 tonight.
I'm sorry.
And I said to him today, I go, now listen, when you go on this trip, are you first going to get into a DeLorean and go back to 2003? Or what's the plan here? My wife loves them. Okay, great.
And I jumped over some rocks to get over there, and thankfully there was an indent to where I could put my feet like this and prop myself
indent
up.
Indent in your head, you fucking chromosome missing idiot.
You really did. The extra.
Thank God there was an indent.
What is that? Al Gore called him extra chromosome right the one time?
And then they grabbed my wrist, and I pulled him up.
When the spig.
Yeah, you did, buddy.
spectacular.
If you get any pussy out of it, then what'd you do it for? They're grown women. They could figure it the fuck out.
Spider isn't making rescues, picking up litter, meeting fans, or just hanging out.
So I turn on my EMS scanner, and I listen for anything going on, and I have notes of which streets I should be on the look for.
I can't wait for him to get stabbed in the neck by a guy that's been arrested 15 times and let back loose on the streets. Like that little Ukrainian girl a few weeks ago. Fuck this dummy.
Stabbed in the neck.
Beat it, stupid.
ER-certified social media star listens for people having breathing problems, running to help until EMS arrives.
How? Was he got super fucking Spidey hearing or something?
Well, he's got the scanner. He told you.
His fucking Spidey senses are tingling. It's called an erection, you fucking
I was gonna say,
moron.
His balls, too.
Where do you feel it, honey? Bottom of your ball side.
Bottom of your ball side.
My intentions is to help the people of Greenville and protect.
That's right.
And honestly, spread kindness along the way.
The social media
is going to
be a sensation set to protect the city he loves.
Yeah.
Or at least make friends along the way.
You know, it usually is friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. I guess this would count as...
Buddy, if he gets jerked off by one female one time...
It's over.
This garbage goes out the fucking window.
Oh, shit. It's gone.
This kid is...
It's so funny.
Unfuckable. I guarantee you he's unfuckable.
Just takes one load, man.
That's all it does.
Change your whole trajectory, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of web shooters, that cock the first time a girl touches it is a real miracle. Changes your whole perspective on things.
Boy, does it.
It also ruins everything.
Oh, fuck, yeah, no, it's over from there, but... Boy, does it really change the fucking direction. Shoot your web now, bitch.
How is he going to learn? Is he going to be violence or getting jerked off? One or the other. It's got to be something.
We got two choices. We can either beat him up or jerk him off.
Well. Hung like a baseball bat, I bet.
Probably.
This fucking retard idiot. Fucking... Sex nuts and retard strong is fucking... Randall would have said... Here's a feel-good story we fucking ruined.
Three educators, including the principal, are currently on leave after two separate incidents at the Lillian Feinstein Elementary School in Providence.
Feinstein! God damn it! Lillian Feinstein! I'll sue everyone!
One of these employees is accused of biting a student. 12 new...
Yeah. Well, I mean, given what you pay him, she's probably starving. To be fair.
Reporter Lauren Brill joins us with more on what happened. Lauren?
Well, behavior interventionist Yuritsa Martinez was charged with one count of simple assault and battery in
simple assault, all right.
Connection with this. According to Providence police, the child's guardian was not notified of this incident until well after school was dismissed.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
A police report obtained by 12 News details the disturbing altercation that took place earlier this month at Lillian Feinstein Elementary School, reportedly involving this staff member, Yuritsa Martinez. The student tells Providence police he threw paint across the room, causing Martinez to grab a hold of him, and he bit her. Then Martinez allegedly bit him back and hit the side of his neck, leaving visible marks.
Jesus.
Take the little fuck. Good dummy.
Oh, dude, I wouldn't make it one day as a
teacher. Oh, are you shitting me?
I'd fucking beat the shit out of one of those smart mouth little fucking cocksuckers. And it'd be over. I'd be in jail.
According to the police report, this happened in Martinez's office and there were no witnesses.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the first mistake you made.
The principal, Maria Petrosinelli, called police after the student's father called in a, quote, irate manner.
You know, that kid couldn't wait to get home and tell that story.
Who the fuck do you people think you fucking are?
I tell you the truth. I'm surprised the kid's father's in the picture, to tell you the truth. I'm surprised there wasn't an irate mother calling in.
Do we know the race of this child?
No, because he's like, He's, you know, like five or whatever.
Ah.
He's super young, but still, I mean, you can't, you know. He went home and mom called him at the bar and got him all riled up over it, and he called the school. And
Martinez turned herself in a few days later and was arraigned. Her bail was set at $1,000, and she was ordered to not have any contact with the student. She's expected to be back in court in November.
Gee whiz. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more. That kids get fucking knocked around just for being the little fucking trash cunts they are. Man.
I'd fucking murder one. Smart mouth motherfucker. Shut up.
I couldn't have a kid in this day and age. That's for goddamn sure. Oh, my God.
Shortly after.
I mean, kids are so sexy nowadays. You can't, you know. Wait, huh? Is this the same?
What?
Is this Howard Zinn calling in from the fucking from the jail cell? This is his one call, right?
Collect call from the Utah County Jail.
We got Howard's in on the line. No.
For this, the school community was notified. Meanwhile,
the community was notified.
The district sent out a letter telling families that the principal at Lillian Feinstein Elementary is on leave. It's unclear why the district has appointed a new acting principal during this time.
Buddy, and it can't be all these secrets. Something's going on.
In a separate and unrelated matter, parents were also notified about alleged unprofessional behavior in a classroom setting where a different educator was placed on leave.
Okay, that kid was touched. That's what happened there. I can't.
It'd have to be.
I can't say it, but that kid, I don't know for sure, but that kid was touched.
Listen, parents, everything is fine, but we're suspending half the fucking administration.
Yeah.
But listen, everything's fine.
Yeah. Check
you know, pending an investigation, all these people won't be back at school, but everything's fine. Trust us.
Check your kids for dry, crusty patches on their scalps on the backs of their pants.
Teeth marks. You know, just do us a favor and check. Let us know. Take some pictures.
Dry, crusty patches. Gee, that's your show title right there,
dry,
by the
crusty
way.
Patches. Oh, God damn it.
Yeah. Ew. Check your kids for dry, crusty patches on the tops of their heads and the backs of their pants.
Small of their backs.
Literally, it's the small. It's so small.
Foreheads.
Yeah, just a topographical map of Alaska on a fucking kid's forehead.
It's the Aleutian Islands.
Yes, the Falklands, if you're an older teacher. You can barely get a load out.
It's kind of like, you know, you get there. Illusions!
Illusions, goddamn it. We are tearing through these news stories, man. Emotional support alligator is no longer welcome at a Pennsylvania Walmart, Jeff.
What? Yeah. Say it ain't so.
Well, I know.
Wally Gator's not welcome anymore?
They never found Wally, I don't think. Remember when he got away and someone stole him and threw him in a river or whatever the fuck happened?
Now he lives with the Chuds.
I enjoyed that very much.
I didn't think that I would actually own an alligator ever. It's been really kind of incredible.
Wesley? Mm.
It's an incredible experience owning this, this razor-sharp-toothed fucking predator.
This mad killer, yeah.
It's been, keeps me awake at night, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Keeps you on my toes.
Yeah.
The ones I have left.
I've got four locks on my doggy door, but other than that...
But boy, this has been great.
It's been a great experience. A lot of complete strangers pay a lot of attention to me now. Well, how was that a fucking recommendation?
Yeah.
Is my question to you.
Silva got his pet alligator 4 years ago from a neighbor who...
Here's the kicker. Black guy.
Okay.
This is traditional white guy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
4 years ago from a neighbor who got her as a gift. When they weren't able to care for her anymore, they asked Silva if he'd be interested.
Fuck yeah.
Would I?
I did some research. I have kids of my own.
I couldn't get that fucking alligator pen built fast enough.
Alligator pen. Just let him hang around the house. It'd be fun for about 12 hours. And then you go, get this... He's hanging out in my tub. I can't get him. Just... Like,
yeah.
When I got to feed him a whole chicken every day.
Say, when he swallows one whole bag of 25-pound dog food, and you're like, this might get pricey.
He ate all my Uncrustables. I can't take anymore.
Ate the dog, ate the cat, ate all the fucking stray cats.
Boom, 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 boom.
Stray cat. Oh, my leg.
It's my strumming hand. Very silly.
Oh. And I didn't want to put anybody in jeopardy. And that's, after some research, I was like, you know what? I'll take her.
Since then, they...
I didn't want to put anybody in jeopardy, so I decided to get an alligator.
I didn't want to put anybody in jeopardy, so I called Greg Ken, and he said,
been everywhere.
We've gone to restaurants. We've been to Denny's, where she's a star there. She gets VIP treatment.
Jeff...
I'll have the alligator special, please.
If we ever accept as a show that people's retardation, if we ever just accept it, the show is over. I mean, we have nothing to talk about.
That's a good point.
I mean,
I don't accept it. Do you?
I don't know. I'm getting
fucking.
I'm
you full,
buddy. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I can tell you.
Living in this world is fucking exhausting.
Guy I work with today said something to me, and I went, I am so tired. Fuck me, man.
We've been out to Bob Evans. We've been out to the Wagon Wheel. And
what the fuck is Wagon Wheel?
Guy's doing the fucking old timers.
He's on the circuit.
God damn.
I mean, he is out there.
He's at the Cracker Fuck Barrel. He's at the Wagon Wheel.
The Wagon
Denny's.
Wheel. Yeah.
Wagon Wheel. Never heard of Wagon Wheel?
I've heard of it, but I mean, I hadn't heard that name in 100 years. Yeah.
In West Brownsville.
So name every restaurant in your town. Who cares? We got it. He's popular there.
Olva says she always...
I went to Cracker Barrel over the weekend, and... those pancakes were world class, Daddy.
Yeah.
I mean, God.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Which, did you go to the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Over there?
Yeah.
And I haven't been to a Cracker Barrel in a long time.
Among the finest things I've ever put in my face. I mean, they were really.
I'm talking to a man here who's ate a lot of box.
Yeah. Buddy.
Munched a lot of Tang.
He's got a warm
vacuum some carpet and stuff.
He likes the pussy folks in my day. Yeah, I miss eating pussy. I don't miss women though. That's the, you know, let's go back to the first story, the fucking goat sound. That's what they all sound like to me now. Again, after 100 words, it said just can't.
Welcome.
I can't.
That is until nearly 2 weeks ago, when some shoppers at the West Brownsville Walmart reached out to Channel 11 about an alligator shopping in Walmart with its owner.
No.
Well, now
no.
Wait a minute.
Alligator wasn't shopping, lady. I highly doubt he's got an account.
Well, now wait a
money,
minute.
Money. Or fuck it.
He may have been making his own selections. What do you know about it?
I'll have 4 fried chickens and a Coke, please. Yes, sir, Mr. Gator, anything you want.
Box of cereal, just emptied out right in his fucking maw. Open your mouth. Great.
I'm very positive, and I was really taken.
How is Walmart the voice of reason in this all of a sudden?
Exactly. How are Walmart shoppers the voice of reason?
Yeah. Holy shit.
While Silva says Jinsei Oshi is registered as an emotional support animal.
That's the name.
It's not allowed at Walmart.
Come on. What are we doing?
Through our story. Emotional support animal.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Walmart sent this statement saying in part, quote,
keep your fucking alligator at home, stupid. Stop. Alligator's not welcome. Stop. Keep it at home.
Yes.
Stop.
Quit bringing in wild animals, you dumb cunt. Stop.
Welcome service animals in our stores, but it is unacceptable to expose members of the public to potential danger.
You know what? If you got a service animal, keep your fucking happy ass at home with your fucking diabetic ravaged limbs. You've only got 3 fingers and 4 toes. Fuck yourself. Order online and get out of my fucking way when I'm walking around a store.
If you need an emotional support animal to go outside, just stay at home with your rampant paranoia and order everything online and have it delivered.
With your rampant paranoia, you won't go outside. Go fuck yourself, stupid. Who are you talking to over there? Get fucked, dummy. This is me like 4 weeks ago. Jeff, 50th anniversary of Jaws. We ought to go to the movie. Jeff, in retort, or we could watch it on a screen from the pool at my house. Fuck you, stupid. You got nothing to say to me. Jackass. Oh, shit. So funny. Support Gator. You don't want to support Gator? Now, when your dogs and...
I have a support garter. Thank you.
Yeah. Man.
Support jock.
Well, if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Be an athletic
supporter. Accordingly, alligators are not permitted on our premises. Silva says he's upset, but
fucking
understand...
Walmart's discriminating against alligators?
Well,
this is some horse shit.
They won't against shoplifters, so they had to draw a line somewhere, they felt like.
Sounds like fucking alligators patrolling the Walmart for shoplifters might just be a fucking solution to a problem.
I love it.
Fucking ice cream liquors, here you go. Sick 'em, boy.
Jeff is really hates these ice cream liquors from like 3 seasons ago. I don't blame you, though. They're cons. They suck.
Nah, people hope fucking they all suck.
Well, that's the problem that no one talks about enough is that, and I've said this at work before, you know, for example, the problem with public transportation is the public can use it, and anyone can use it. Well, how is that a viable fucking option?
Right, yeah. Where are the metal detectors and the fucking pat-downs to get on the bus?
Whereas in my car, only one person can use that. Well, that's preferable to me.
Yep. No, we should use public transportation more. No.
No.
No, no, we shouldn't.
No, we shouldn't.
No. Yeah. No, nobody in the backseat of my car going to stab me in the fucking neck. I mean, unless it's my wife, which, you know, I mean.
Buddy, just between us girls, that's coming, by the way. shit.
I am not listening to another episode of your stupid fucking show while we're on the road. All right, all right.
All right, goddammit, all right. Buddy, when I tell you I go home, I edit the show. Then when it comes out, I listen to it in my car and on a set of headphones just to see how I'm doing as an editor.
Yeah?
I listen to it 4 times. It's written in various sets of speakers, so I can. It's ridiculous. Hmm. I'm telling you, if we quit doing this show, I have nothing to fall back on. I have just nothing. There's nothing
gambling?
Else. Huh?
Gambling?
With what money?
When we sell this fucking radio show and get out of this.
I have asked my...
Going to be plenty of fucking... Get that newspaper we always wanted.
I have, yes, it's fucking Citizen Kane 2, Electric Boogaloo. I have offered to give this show to my son on no fewer than 5 occasions. And buddy.
Do you laugh?
When I tell you the interest is less than zero. Uh-oh. Oh. Yeah. Couldn't be less interest.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm okay. Thanks.
Yeah, he's
nah.
He goes. And I think it's the only time in my son's life I've heard him try to spare someone's feelings because he goes, you know, I'm not funny that way. What he's telling me is, well, your show's a piece of garbage.
Right. Yeah, I'm not funny in that way. Neither are you.
Yeah, I bet if we were racist, he'd fucking take the show over.
Your kid a racist?
He don't like anybody. That's my boy's thing. He hates everybody.
Yeah, he's
who's
not racist.
No.
He hates everyone.
He hates everyone that's not him. My son does not discriminate because he hates everybody. Yeah, he's like Dirty Harry.
There is one question, Inspector Callahan.
Why do they call you Dirty Harry?
Well, that's one thing about our Harry. Doesn't play any favorites. Harry hates everybody. Limeys, Knicks, Hebes, Fat Dagos, Niggers, Honkies, Chinks, you name it.
How's he feel about Mexicans?
Ask him.
Especially Spicks.
Especially Spicks.
Fucking Dirty Harry. That would be, man. That's a wild scene.
Hey, oh. What are you coons up to?
What are you spooks up to?
Spooks, that's it. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Spooks up
to. I always thought of Gran Torino as like the last Dirty Harry movie because it's so right in line with what that guy would be, right?
Yep.
The fuck you looking at, old man?
Oh. Huh? The hell are you spooks up to?
The hell are you spooks up to?
Jesus Christ.
By the way, it's a great movie. Also, Gran Torino. Is. But, hey, Kennedy, you drunken Irish goon. How the hell are you?
Irish goon.
Hey, Kennedy, you drunken Irish goon. How the hell are you?
So good.
Go fuck yourself, Callahan.
Drunken Irish goon. He keeps calling the Asian kid Zipperhead. The fucking, what the fuck are we doing here, Clint?
Zipperhead. Jesus.
It's a great movie, though. I mean, Gran Torino is very good. Oh, shit. You know, I can't find out who Lillian Feinstein is. Just school. Oh, well. But it's 5:52. We're out of here before 6 o'clock for once.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck yeah. You believe that? It's beautiful. Oh, boy. Well,
yeah, who the fuck is Lillian Feinstein?
I don't know. She got a school named after her, though. That's all I know. Oh, boy.
Well, let's see.
Anything else we want to cover before we beat feet out of here?
Lillian Feinstein.
Feinstein!
Is an American impressionist and modern artist whose work has been offered at auction. Aren't most artists' works offered at auction?
Don't. So, but is this the same gal that the school's named after? That's just it. I don't know.
I don't fucking know. Who fucking cares? Another fucking liberal sucking fuck.
It's always some dumb, obscure socialist who jerks off to Walden and who gives a shit.
Jerks off to Walden.
Kiss my ass, hippie idiot.
And the breeze blew through the trees.
Stupid Thoreau, kiss my ass. Get a job, Karl Marx.
You go Thoreau to dick.
You know, and that's the thing. We're the only podcast in America this week talking shit about Henry David Thoreau, and it's about fucking time.
Oh, why don't you go Thoreau to dick?
We heard you.
Yeah.
Robert Redford died. I saw a thing on Twitter today where it was like, well, Robert Redford was nice enough to narrate our Thoreau documentary coming out next year. And I'm like, I'm sleeping watching this 35-second clip. I'm asleep. Who the fuck about that dummy?
Fucking 90 years older, 89, almost 90. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah, 89, huh? I mean, if it could happen to him, it could happen to anybody. You
yeah,
know
right.
I mean?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, my God, Robert Redford's dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's fucking, he's old. That's it.
Yeah.
90.
Yeah. That's
check out. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
goodbye,
baby.
I mean, except for fucking Dick Van Dyke, who's somehow miraculously still fucking hanging around.
Thanks for the sour persimmons, cousin.
Yeah, but... He had to cancel some appearance recently because he got sick.
Who did? Van Dyke?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Drop dead, stupid.
Buddy, like 6 months ago, he's tap dancing down a red carpet somewhere. He's 115 years old. He's amazing.
Oh, Rob.
What? Mary Tyler Moore.
Take a young Mary Tyler Moore for a ride?
For a ride.
You imagine what that bush was like.
I'd have fought a motherfucker over that girl in fucking 1963. Holy shit. Yeah, I mean...
What
I mean,
about Rosemary? Would you take a 1963 Rosemary?
No.
Marie?
No.
Nah. But Maury Amsterdam. Yeah?
Well, who wouldn't? That's what I say. I mean, Mary Tyler Moore in 60, you know, that early 60, even in the early days of the Mary Tyler Moore show, it was still happening. Yeah,
still fresh.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. But that Bush, buddy, was...
Oh, you know, it was fucking...
From, like, navel to fucking kneecap, that Bush, it was out of control. Oh.
Just it. Fucking overgrown.
Buddy, the first time...
Goes to trim it one day and finds a fucking Aztec fucking temple.
Fucking Tarzan swinging around. Beat it. Shave your pussy, dummy. But like in the late 80s, the first time I saw a girl trim that disaster down, I lost my mind. Oh.
I trim that thing up, Machu Picchu.
Fucking I want a scorched earth pussy. I want that thing. I want that thing bare like Gaza. I want it wiped out. And I want even a hint of a fucking hair in there.
What, 1945 Berlin?
Buddy, I'm talking about, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it, I mean, it's got to be.
Scorched earth. Plus, that could be a
show that, that might be it, too.
Fuck, that's funny. God damn it. I want a scorched earth.
Scorched pussy. Earth pussy, daddy-o. That's what I'm, I need that thing like a hardwood floor. Bare, man.
Fucking cue ball.
I'm talking hairless. I want it like my chicken. Hairless, flavorless, and white. Teach your kids about bald pussy. Don't fucking give them the propaganda of the hair. No, no, fuck it. No, you don't need it. No. You're not a caveman. You're not trying to protect yourself from the... We have pants now.
Yeah, we...
Shoes and socks. Right. You don't need it. Take a flamethrower to that fucking tuna trap.
Fucking petri dish breeding ground.
Exactly. Oh, okay, well, it's just about six now.
Six?
Six is time to get up and get the fuck out.
Okay.
So, yeah,
we're out.
6 o'clock, we're out. Oh, boy.
Fucking well, say goodnight, Gracie.
Thank you for taking this journey with us this week, and thank you for listening, and this has been TGO Radio.
Wow, that was the worst piece of crap I've ever seen.
Oh, my God, that was an abomination. That was awful.
My ass is actually sore. My ass is actually sore.